sanctions on an institution can cause students to look elsewhere for higher education. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Burnett, postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Education Leadership and Policy Studies at the University of Houston, determines how bad the damage can be.
Higher education accreditors aim to assure the federal government, employers, students, and other colleges and universities that a school is meeting shared expectations of a post-secondary education. Accreditation represents a mark of quality, demonstrating peers recognize a school as meeting relevant standards. I sought to look at the relationship between accreditation and student enrollment and found that after a college or university gets sanctioned by its accreditor, fewer students enroll. Using data from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges, I found between 5 and 10% lower enrollment after the institution was sanctioned. There were two types of public sanctions I analyzed. Warning was the less serious. It meant the school needed to address certain concerns. The more serious sanction of probation meant the institution was at risk of losing accreditation without improvement. I also looked at differences across the institutional level. Four-year, private nonprofit universities had an enrollment decline of around 7.7% 2 years after warning. Public colleges and universities only had enrollment drops after the more serious sanction of probation. Four-year public universities had enrollment declines of around 5.5% 2 years after probation. Two-year public colleges, on the other hand, had a larger and more rapid enrollment drop of 9.4% in the first year after probation. Given that colleges and universities placed on sanction must notify current and prospective students of this fact, it is possible that students' enrollment decisions are influenced by these sanctions. Regardless, colleges and universities concerned with enrollment may benefit from continual demonstration of compliance with accreditation sanctions.
That was Christopher Burnett of the University of Houston. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.